Good evening and welcome to Any Questions, WAMC's Friday quiz program. Hi, this is Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike.
Hello, Ian. How are you?
Excited to hear the answer from last week's quiz.
Which was, think of an 11-letter adjective beginning with U that describes a person who isn't getting all that they need. Drop the first R from this word, and you'll get another adjective that describes something given to a person who shouldn't be getting it. What are these adjectives?
And if you drop the R from underserved, the first R, you get undeserved.
That is correct. Very good. All right, Ian, to make up for last week, April 27th, 1948 was declared Babe Ruth Day at Yankee Stadium. To commemorate the Sultan of SWAT, our quiz this week is about the borough where Yankee Stadium is located, the Bronx. Happy?
I'm glad we've given equal time to the Yankees and the Red Sox. I guess we'll have to save a Mets one for later in the
season. That's correct. Don't ever complain. We are not an equal opportunity show around here. All right, your first one. The county directly north of the Bronx, which is home to the cities of White Plains and Peekskill, and to the town of Mount Kisco.
That's Westchester County.
That is correct. A shout out to 88.9. The sportscaster who famously said, "There it is, ladies and gentlemen, the Bronx is burning," after a fire broke out near Yankee Stadium before Game 2 of the 1977 World Series.
I believe that was Howard Cosell.
You are correct. The first, last, and only impression I will ever do on this show. The Bronx-born comedian, whose 1972 album Class Clown featured a monologue called Seven Words You Can Never Say on Television.
George Carlin.
That is correct. And I believe you can also not say any of them on the radio, so...
Well, we're not going to find out.
We will move on to the next question forthwith. The reptile that escaped from the Bronx Zoo on March 26th, 2011, prompting the closing of the reptile house until the animal was found 5 days later. He even got his own Twitter feed out of it.
It was, I don't remember if it was an alligator or a crocodile.
It was neither of the two, actually.
Oh, what was it then?
He just kind of slithered right out between the bars,
I
think.
It was a snake?
It was a snake. It was an Egyptian cobra, to be specific. And I checked before this recording. The Twitter feed is still active, so if you would like to follow the Bronx Zoo Cobra, you can follow him at Bronx Zoo's Cobra.
But it's a pretty boring Twitter feed because he just types 140 S's.
And on that note... Finally, the two-word phrase commonly used for the following sound.
Well, we get a lot of them here, a lot of Bronx cheers.
That is correct.
Questions.
That is correct. The Bronx cheer. Well, even though Ian only got 4 out of 5 this week, we won't give him a Bronx cheer, so forget about it. Let us know how well you did. Quiz at WAMC.org.
Or surf on over to WAMC.org/anyquestions to take another look at this week's quiz, some extra credit questions, or the weekly challenge, which is...
Start with the name Babe Ruth. Change one letter to an S, then rearrange the result to spell a thing and a person, both of which you might see at a ballpark. What are they? So again, start with the name Babe Ruth. Change one letter to an S, then rearrange the result to spell a thing and a person, both of which you might see at a ballpark. What are they?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other venues. And Mike, I'll be thinking on that quiz. Have a great week.
We'll see you next time.